All right, let's go before Almighty Yahweh, call down a blessing so he can season his word. Almighty Yahweh, we're so grateful, Father Yahweh, that you gave us this time. We're so humbled before you, Almighty Yahweh, because we see how great you are. You're so great, Almighty Yahweh, that nobody can throw a party like you. Nobody can throw a feast like you, because you own everything. And yet, you allowed us to be here with you, to rejoice before you, Almighty Yahweh. This truly is a harvest festival, Almighty Yahweh. You answered our prayers. We prayed for more laborers, and you brought brothers and sisters, Almighty Yahweh. You added to your family, Almighty Yahweh. So we thank you, Almighty Yahweh. You're continuing to hear our prayers. You're continuing to let others know about your truth and about how much love you have for those you created that you gave us, your son Yahshua. And he in turn came and he humbled himself and he showed us that it's possible to connect with you, Almighty Yahweh. We don't have to slaughter innocent animals at this time, Almighty Yahweh. So we praise you, Almighty Yahweh. We thank you for all the offerings that we've been hearing. We thank you that you gave us food, you gave us shelter, you gave us good weather, Almighty Yahweh. All good things come from you. Almighty Yahweh, I ask that you be with your servant. And just as that song said, multiply, Almighty Yahweh. May others hear your word and that they might, in their heart know that they need to make some changes, Almighty Yahweh. Maybe not many, but we all need to continue to grow, Almighty Yahweh. And we ask a blessing for those out there. Maybe they never heard this truth, Almighty Yahweh. It might sound strange to them, but help them. Be with them. Be with the brothers here also. And I thank you, Almighty Yahweh, that some of the brothers that had to leave because of injuries or whatever, you brought them back so that they can enjoy the rest of the feast. And even that takes a lot of faith, Almighty Yahweh. So we just thank you for all the many blessings, all that you give to us. And we still have a lot to look forward to, Almighty Yahweh. So let us continually walk humbly before you and know that there's a lot of things that we don't know. But in your time, Father, if it's your will, you will let us know. But for now, we rejoice in your Sabbath, during the feast, Almighty Yahweh. And we just thank you so much, Father. Well, sometimes we don't have the words, but please accept our humble prayer, Almighty Yahweh. And as that song says, may we be holy unto you, Almighty Yahweh. Thank you for all these things. In the name of your precious Son, Yahshua the Messiah. Hallelujah. You may all be seated. Let me try this clicker. It works. Can I go back? Okay. All right, well, you can see from the title that I chose, this would probably, appeal to you if you're maybe into computers, maybe you're into, way back in the day, I was more of a cell phone fanatic, but if you're into electronic gadgets, maybe you're into cars, maybe you like clothes. Some of us, we got things that we like, and so I ask myself a question. Do you need an upgrade?
Yeah.
How do you know this? How do you know you need an upgrade? When you go to school, right? The teacher's up there, he's giving a lecture, and you say, wow, how does he know so much? Well, he studied. Some of it he picked up along the way. Have you been asked by Abba to come up higher? That'll go with my first scripture. This was the inspiration, and I was telling some of the brothers, they were asking me, what's your scripture? Well, what about the next one? And I don't like to give out, everything, and I didn't even want it printed up here, but I never, ever, ever like to touch Revelation. Why? Because it's such a deep book. There's so many different people that teach on this. And you don't know which one is right, which way to go, because some of the stuff is not in order. But I noticed something here. It starts out in Revelation 4:1. After this, I looked and saw a door having been opened in the heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I shall show you what has to take place after this. So not all of us are prophets, right? Like, you know, John. But if you read Revelation 1:10 also, there's a phrase there that you find it right here. And that phrase is that he was in the spirit. Yahweh gave him this. So he wasn't in the flesh. So he must have been at a higher level. And we'll see, Yahshua said, we have to worship in what? In spirit and in truth. So when we came to the Feast of Tabernacles, we're doing this because Yahweh told us to do this. When you obey him, that's what you're doing. You're going up to his level. And he, in turn, Yahweh is, it says that he's a man of war. It says that his name is jealous. He is zealous for his people like a husband is for his bride, like a husband would protect his children. That's how Yahweh is. But he humbles himself. And he comes down to our level because he knows that we're just flesh and blood, just like sheep, prone to wander. He already knows these things. So he comes down to our level. That's an amazing Elohim that we have that would do such a thing. Hallelujah. The next scripture, he plainly states this in Isaiah 55. Most of the verses that I have on my notes, they're all in the screen, so you can go ahead, you can jot them down, study them later. But Isaiah 55, verses 9 through 11, it reads here, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give that it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing that I sent it. So sometimes we get discouraged, but Yahweh right here, he tells us that whenever we preach, whenever we teach, even a little word that you might tell someone out there, you just never know how far it's going to go. You just never know that the person you're talking to and you think they're the most rebellious might be sitting right next to you at a feast. You just do not know. And so Yahweh tells us it shall not return. So basically, he doesn't just do things. He doesn't just tell you, obey me just because. There's a reason behind everything he's doing. And when we come to this feast, we'll notice, as I mentioned once before, it is a feast of sacrifice. You make sacrifices all the time, all over the feast. People ask you to do something, and you might not want to do it. You might want to just kick back. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I have to relax. And somebody asks you for a favor. I need a favor. I desperately need a favor. You know, I finished bringing my stuff in, and I'm like, yes, all right, I finally got that done. And I'm walking out the door. Oh, I need your help. I need you to help me bring all my stuff in. Ah, what are you going to do? I mean, what did Yahshua say? He came to serve and not be served. And so we have like father, like son, two humble servants. You know, they're the best there is at serving. Let's go to our next scripture. Somebody was talking about downloading when they heard the title, downloading. Well, how do you download the Holy Spirit? Very simple. Some of the brothers did it yesterday. You repent and you get baptized. Then you get the hands laid on you. Then you get the Holy Spirit. You're getting even more assistance on top of the word that you can read that leads you in the right direction. You know, and the Holy Spirit, it's a power. You only get a portion of it. But it's so powerful that it helps you to overcome your weaknesses. Whenever you're lacking in faith, a lot of times, you know, the brother spoke on depression, and I said to myself, I thought I was the only one that, you know, suffered sometimes. But you know what I do? You have to find ways. Somebody told me, how do you overcome your nervousness? You know, your nervousness. You get up here, you know, you're nervous. You see me doing this a lot. You see me do that a lot. Well, and I mean, speaking to brothers that are elders, you know, and they spoke for years, and they said, man, I feel like Moses going up to the mountain to get the tablets. I say, why? Because I'm delivering Yahweh's word. You can use it to uplift people, but you can easily use it to try to con people. And so a lot of times we got to kind of, you know, make a difference. Well, is this guy trying to get me to just follow him, or is he trying to get me to follow the scriptures? What's going on here? So Exodus 19:5, it says here, now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar or special treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. You know, there are some people, they have a problem with this verse because they say to themselves, well, how come those people are special? What about everybody else? Well, see, you have to understand that Yahweh made a promise. And unlike man, if Yahweh makes a promise, if Yahweh makes a vow to you, if Yahweh makes a vow to you, he's going to keep it. It doesn't matter. Some people might be upset, but he's going to keep it. And so that's one thing that separates him from others. And that's what separates him from man, because we make a lot of vows and we fail. And basically, when you make a vow and you fail to keep it, you just lie to Yahweh, because you made the vow to him, not to anybody else. And so when you're talking about faith, if you really want Yahweh to, you know, increase your faith, well, guess what? He's going to give you some interesting situations. And, well, you're either going to come up to his level or you're going to stay where you're at. Some people are comfortable where they're at. You know, the other day the kids were doing some specials, and I had forgot. You know, I wanted to share something. And basically the scripture that Paul told Timothy, he said, don't let no one look down on your youthfulness. So all these youngsters out here, a lot of them, you might see them running around, they're playing and everything like that, but they will be quick to put you in your place and tell you when you fall short. And so this is great, right? Because out of the mouth of babes, Yahweh does these things. And so you never know where you're going to get that nugget that you're looking for, that little gift. When you come to the feast and somebody gives you a handmade menorah, you weren't expecting it, right? I mean, you just thought, not everything is got to be material. And some of it might not be spiritual. You know, sometimes we'll pass around envelopes to people. And, well, you know what that is. It's a blessing from Yahweh, especially if you're hurting. Talking about upgrading. Before going into this one, I jotted down Galatians 3:8. Why? Because Paul was a Jew. He loved his people. He was zealous for his people. And we were doing in the studies, he was going into the Jewish synagogues, and finally he came to the point and said, you know what? These people don't want to hear the word. I'm going to go to the Gentiles. That's what I was sent for. In Galatians 3:8, he wrote that the evangel, the gospel, was preached to Abraham. People say Old Testament. We'll say First Covenant, right? It was preached to Abraham. It says there. Check it out. Galatians 3:8. Yahweh, foreseeing that the Gentiles were going to come in, he told Abraham, in you all the nations will be blessed. Paul interprets this as that Gentiles were going to come in back then. He already knew this. And so he says that in that phrase, the evangel was preached to Abraham. And if it was preached to Abraham, he taught it to Isaac. He taught it to Jacob, and so on. And they went into Egypt and they forgot about it. But, You know, after Yahweh settled the score with the mighty ones in Egypt, you know, they figured it out when they came to the promised land. Acts 19:1, reading on down to verse 6. Some of these verses we already touched on. Actually, one of them was a benediction. This one, I think Elder Randy touched on this, but it's pretty interesting. It says, "And it came to be when Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper parts, he came to Ephesus and found some of the taught ones. He said to them, 'Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you were baptized, when you believed?' They said, 'We didn't even know there was such a thing.'" Imagine that. Messiah was the secret in the first covenant. And so now they said here, "Then said Paul, 'John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him who should come after him, that is, on Messiah Yahshua. When they heard, they were baptized in the name of the Master Yahshua, not into a trinity. And when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spake with tongues, and they prophesied." Now, this is a unique occasion, because it adds there that they spake with tongues and prophesied, but we know that the tongues are for the unbelievers. They prophesied, they spoke under inspiration. You just got the Holy Spirit. When you speak to some people, they're going to ask you, "Why are you so happy?" "Because I just got baptized. I'm clean. I'm like a baby. I have no sin." I mean, that's reason enough to be happy. And a lot of times you realize, after Tabernacles, when you talk to some people, they're not going to want to talk to you, because they're going to wonder, "Why is this person so happy over here, you know? And I'm over here frustrated, working and working and working, you know? And they took a vacation, they come back, they're happy, you know? I'm definitely happy, because I just realized this morning, I gave my body a break. I mean, we really, even before Tabernacles, a lot of the brothers, they were just running and running and running, I mean, to the finish line. And they didn't stop after the feast started. So, you know, this is great, but just think about Moses trying to organize all these millions of people and all the rebels that are in the midst, and they're all complaining. "There's no AC. What's the matter? There's no AC." Oh, well. When we kept the feast in St. Lucia, you talk about heat. In the Philippines, you talk about, "There's no AC. Uh-uh. You want to flush the toilet? Go fill up a gallon of water." You talk about complaining, you know. I mean, this is how it is. There's no mattress. Sleep on the concrete. Sleep on the table. This is what some other brothers did in the meeting hall. Sleep on a hammock. We got it good. We got it real good. I mean, we got hot meals. You don't have to go out there and chop some trees. It's so when, you know, you talk about you want that upgrade, that also comes with a price. It's not all fun and games. You know, we have a lot of fun here. We definitely, and that's, we need that, because we need to rejoice, because that was the command. You shall rejoice. How can you not rejoice before Almighty Yahweh? I ask myself. I was going to say this during the offering message, but consider this. It's just you in front of Almighty Yahweh. That's a thought in itself. But when you come before him, what are you going to bring him? Are you going to bring him an apple? One of the prophets says, "What shall I come before Yahweh? Shall I give him my firstborn?" It already belongs to him. What are you going to give him? Well, you could be humble. You can bow down and worship. "Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you for all you've given me. I don't have anything. I just, you know, put my soul before the altar." Obedience goes a long way. Obedience and faith, they're like cousins. You know, they hang out together. It's kind of like love. You obey because you love him. And you love him, so you obey him. And he takes it into consideration. He says, "You know what? These guys over here, Believe it or not, there's people throwing stones. I don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. They're doing it at the wrong time. He considers, okay, their intentions are right. They want to worship me at all costs at the right time, right? We have Sabbath services. Nobody comes here on Sunday for a Bible study because we know when the true Sabbath is. It has never been changed, never once. And so here's a message, Hebrews 3:7. Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit saith, today, not yesterday or tomorrow, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works for 40 years. The people said, we're hungry. Here you go. Here's some manna. That's not enough. We want meat. Okay, here you go. Here's some meat. They tested Yahweh. They got under his skin. And he put them in their place. And why? And what happened? Those over 20 didn't make it into the promised land. There's a cost. This is quoted from Psalm 95, verse 7 through 10. And so here it says that the Holy Spirit said that, but in Psalm 95, that's attributed to King David. David had his Holy Spirit. David prophesied in many, many psalms, especially Psalm 22. Right? Yahshua cried, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Why have you forsaken me, O Yahweh? Because he took our sins. And Yahweh can't look at that. He couldn't even look at Yahshua in that state. Yahshua had the full measure of the Holy Spirit. He never sinned. And because he took our sins, Yahweh had to turn his back on his own son just for a minute. It's the same with us. When we approach Almighty Yahweh, he knows that we have this nature. But if we just humble ourselves, if we just say, well, you know, like that creationist, maybe I shouldn't waste my time proving these people wrong. Maybe I should try to prove them right. Maybe I should just read the scripture for what it says and take it at face value instead of wasting time. Speaking about that, I really want to go to that thing later about the calendar, because this is, you talk about pushing buttons, pushing hot buttons on some people. Yeah, when does the year begin? You know, this came up, and it came up in 2015 when the same thing happened. Some of the groups were off, and people are asking, how come you guys are not on the same page? Because we're flesh, and we're still trying to figure it out. That's why. But we're keeping the feast. They don't focus on that. They don't focus on, well, at least you're keeping the feast. No, they don't. They don't. They look at the arguments that go on the little differences. They forget about, well, wow, what about the holy name? They're teaching in that name the same way Yahshua taught it to the apostles. And that's what gives you more. You gotta be able to focus on those little things and grasp them. And Yahweh will give you more. No, you know, in one group, there's some people that they want to know more than Yahweh. Is that even possible? This is the level that they're at. They want to know more than Almighty Yahweh. And so you can't get the small stuff if you're at that kind of level. You figure you're already at the top. There's nowhere else to go. You won't grow like that. Once you come into the fold, the growing shouldn't stop. We should keep just like the young ones. You saw them last year, they were this high, and now they're like this. They caught up to you, they passed you, you know. So it shouldn't stop. This is the same way in the spiritual. And the Holy Spirit of Yahweh, it never promotes stagnation. I haven't seen that. Abba's Spirit is always go forward, go forward. Right? Yahshua inspired a servant attitude. He came to serve and so do we. He was humble, and we're working on that. I saw that all through this feast. It's a spirit of humility. Okay, let me help you out, even though I don't want to, or maybe I'm not able to, but I'll do my best. He prayed like a warrior. If you didn't notice this about Yahshua many times, prayed for hours. I can barely pray for 30 minutes. So we're working on that one. The body of Messiah continues to grow. Why? Because brothers and sisters continue to put in the hard work in the area of evangelism. That's how the word gets out. When you ask people, how did you find out about Yahweh? I found a piece of literature. It was laying there, and I started reading it. Somebody asked me how I come across this. I just one day said, you know what? I'm sick and tired of eating this pork. Next thing you know, I hear this strange name, Yahweh. What is that? So I pursued that. So what about your faith? Those here, those online, those that might hear this later, how great is your faith? Do you still believe in miracles and healings? We've seen that. We've seen that here. Some are still in the process. And sometimes Yahweh uses people outside to help us in the area of healings. But what about miracles? What about repentance? Do you believe that some will not be granted repentance? Some people are, you know, to such a level that we might think to ourselves, well, how could this person earn repentance the way they are? That's Yahweh's job. Yahweh is good at chopping down, you know, our egos. Very good. Sometimes he does it little by little. What about prayer? Are you disgusted with the religious circus out there? Yahshua was disgusted with the religious leaders. I mean, they were doing his will, but they were lacking in some very strong areas that they needed to be doing. There's a saying, the restoration has begun. It started with John and it continues today. Trusting Almighty Yahweh is not always easy. Anybody here can tell you that, but it has to be done. You have to leave things in his hands. Whatever you can control, you control that. But things that they're out of our control, we cannot sit there and try to, you know, make Yahweh do what we want. If we truly claim we believe, then we must put our faith where our mouth is. Here's an interesting scripture. In John chapter 4, we have this Samaritan woman. She came to Yahshua. Actually, he was sitting there. He was thirsty. She came to get water. John 4, verses 19 through 24. And Yahshua told her everything that happened in her life. You've been married 5 times. The man you have now is not your husband. She's like, wow, you know all this. The woman said, Master, I see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain. That's pretty interesting. I was looking at that, and it talks about Abraham. He built an altar right there in Shechem, and so that's why the Samaritans go by this. But you people say that in Jerusalem is the place where one needs to worship. Yahshua said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you shall neither on this mountain in Gerizim nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. He says, You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know because deliverance is of the Jews. Those that praise Yahweh, it comes through Yahshua. That's why he said it comes through the Jews. But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father also does seek such to worship him. Yahweh is spirit, and those who worship him need to worship him in spirit and in truth. 2 points. The Samaritans keep Passover. They keep Feast of Weeks. They keep They keep unleavened bread. They keep trumpets. They keep all of that. They're still doing it right now on Mount Gerizim. They're keeping tabernacles. Probably not keeping it at this time, but they do it. They still kill the lambs there. And Yahshua told her, you don't know what you worship. Our master explains that some of us worship in error, while others lack some key elements. That's what he's telling her. She told him, our fathers worshiped on this mountain. He's like, that doesn't matter. At this time, Yahweh wants us to worship in spirit and in truth. So she was lacking. But see, she worked it out. She had faith. She went and told the others. They came, and they believed in Yahshua. But that's a key point that he's telling some people right now, that they're not doing it the right way. Even if you're doing it on the wrong day, you're missing a key element. If you're not coming to Sabbath, or if you're not keeping the Sabbath, Friday night to Saturday night, well, you're not keeping the Sabbath. It's just that plain. Whatever day you pick, you're not doing it the way he said. He said, do it this way. He said, rest on the Sabbath and worship on the Sabbath. So if you're not doing it that way, then you're not doing it the way Yahshua said. And Yahshua is the master of the Sabbath. And he explained to us the spirit of the law. He explained to us, you know, the how do you call it? You got the letter of the law. But he explained to us the spirit of the law. You got to have mercy on a Sabbath. You got to have compassion on the Sabbath. That's why he got on the religious leaders. They were picking on the apostles. All right, in John chapter 6, these are words of eternal life. And here's another scripture. It starts out in verse 60. Therefore, many of his taught ones, having heard, said, this word is hard. Who is able to hear it? Yahshua, knowing within himself that his taught ones were grumbling about this, said to them, does this make you stumble? What if you see the Son of Adam going up where he was before? It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh does not profit at all. The words that I speak to you are spirit and life. Do you notice a theme going there? Worship Yahweh in spirit and truth. The words that he's speaking are spirit and they give life. But there are some of you who do not believe, for Yahshua knew from the beginning who they were, who did not believe and who would deliver him up. And he said, because of this I have said to you, no one is able to come to me unless it has been given to him by my Father. From then on, many of his taught ones withdrew and were not walking with him. So all that time they were walking with him, they ate the bread, they ate the fishes. In that chapter, Yahshua did a miracle. He fed how many? And right after he fed them, they asked him for a miracle. I mean, he just did a miracle. He just fed how many? And you want another miracle on top of that? So some of them, they were walking with him. But look at here. It says, some of them said, this word is too hard. Now, that's going to be a lesson for us, because don't let it discourage you that some people just, this is what they say. After keeping the feast for a couple of years, you know, they say, oh, you know what, you know, they just give up. It says, from then on, many of his taught ones withdrew and were not walking with him anymore. Going back to the upgrade, how many people out there, I know there's a lot of complaints, you know, with certain software, you know, for the people that deal with computers. You get a new program, you say, this is junk. I want the older one. The older one works better. I know some people say when they come to the faith, I like that other one. I like the other place where I was at. It's better. It's easier. You know, it's more comfortable. And we see it. Yahshua's seen it. I mean, imagine, he was right there with them. He said that many people that have not seen, they believe. And he told the apostles, many of the prophets, I mean, you can start from Abraham on down, they wanted to see Yahshua. I believe Abraham seen him, but the others, Moses and so on, the apostles were right there. They had a chance to ask him questions, and some of them gave up. They just gave up. They couldn't handle it no more. Some people will turn back and not follow through when they recognize the sacrifice that has to be made when worshiping Almighty Yahweh. And so when you're asking Yahweh to uplift your faith, you say, Yahweh, I need more faith. Another thing that I was going to say to you and I forgot. One prayer that Yahweh will most certainly answer for anybody in here. If you ask him for patience, he will give it to you. Yes, sir, he will. But a lot of people will tell you, don't ever ask for patience because you're going to get it. So if you want Yahweh to answer one prayer, and that's the only prayer you ask for patience, he's going to give it to you. But just be prepared. You're going to encounter some situations. You're going to say, man, what is going on here? I cannot get through to anyone. That's patience for you. Just put yourself in Abba's shoes. You give someone everything. I want this, I want that, I want this. Okay, there you go. I'm still not satisfied. I want more. I'm sorry. And we, you know, sometimes you try to appease people. They ask questions and you haven't answered that one. They want another answer to another question. And so we, you know, Yahweh gives us patience because it's in his nature. So he gives that to us. But the situations that you're going to have to go through to earn, it's like respect, right? One thing that I like to do that. I put myself all the way down here. That way I can get even a little bit of respect from some people, you see? Because I'll give them theirs. But, you know, I want at least a little bit. You know, everybody wants that. You can't say you don't want that, you know? It's in the nature. Yahweh says to reverence his name. Yahweh says to reverence his Sabbath day, to treat it as holy. But not everybody is convicted on that one yet. So there's parts to it. If you want that increase, if you want that upgrade, it comes with a price. 2 John chapter 1 and verse 8, and this was one of the benedictions, but I want to read on down to 9 also. 2 John 1, 8 down to 11, it says, see to yourselves that we do not lose what we worked for, but that we might receive a complete reward. Everyone who is transgressing and not staying in the teaching of Messiah does not possess Elohim. The one who stays in the teaching of Messiah possesses both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his wicked works. The way that I understand this is you have some people like there in John 6. They walked away from the teachings of the Messiah. He said that his words were spirit and life. If you walk away from his teachings and then you come with some other smooth talking, I can't talk to you. If you got baptized into Yahshua the Messiah, and the scripture says, if you have come to Yahweh and tasted that he is good, he gave you the spirit, you did some works with it, and you turn around and go back and deny Yahshua the Messiah, we can't talk to you. That's what it says here. If someone comes and doesn't bring the teachings of Yahweh, we can't talk to them. Those that went backward, because it's obvious they're against Yahshua the Messiah. That's why we have to reject some teachings, and it's sad to say, but even for those, there is hope. But the farther you stay away from Yahshua, the harder it is going to be. If you made some mistakes and you realize, okay, I made a mistake, because it's going to be hard to bring you to repentance the second time. If you manage to come back and demonstrate, you know, a willingness to truly repent, you know, Yahweh will show you some grace. But it says there, see to yourselves that we do not lose what we worked for. I have a crown in my bag. They gave me that in Kissimmee. And it was just an activity where some of the people were given crowns. And the teaching in that was, they told me, hey, even though this is just symbolic, don't let nobody take that. When I saw somebody grab it, I said, hey, give me that. I take that literally, you know. And so these are just things, you know, that are kind of just to teach you a lesson, you know. That's what it says. Don't let nobody take your crown. All that stuff you worked for, all those years that you were in the faith, sometimes we don't have a guarantee. We just don't know. Even Paul didn't know that, if, you know, he was going to get in there. But he said, I fought the fight. I did what I could. And that's all we're doing. We're just trying to be servants of Yahweh, helping one another, helping those outside. And even the best of persons, well, Elder Randy will tell you, Elder Allen will tell you, they need help. We need people to pitch in. And it's not all financial. I found that out in my first feast. I said, this assembly doesn't want my money. They don't need my money. That's not what they're here for. They want people that are willing to pitch in, people that are obedient to Almighty Yahweh. And we go farther, you know, doing that. I mean, if you stick around on Sabbath, during a weekly Sabbath, you see how fast after sunset some of this is cleaned up. Just a few hands. That's it. That's how Yahweh works. Look at Gideon's army. How many were there? How many did he end up with? And what was the lesson in that? I don't want these guys to get the glory because I know how they are. They're going to say, oh, we did that. Yeah, you know, with our muscle. Nope. Abba did that with just a few people. Joshua only chose 12. He could have chose more, right? That's how Yahweh works. He gave you his spirit in measure. Well, in closing, whenever we get an upgrade, we have to adjust to certain new features. Those that got the Holy Spirit, right now you're going to be sensitive to a lot of things. You're going to be like a baby that was just conceived, and little by little, you're going to grow into a mature person in the faith. In this faith, I noticed some requirements may seem odd. Why they do that? Others might seem harsh. You mean I can't go buy what I want on the Sabbath? Why not? I can't do what I want on the Sabbath? What's going on here? I thought Yahweh was love. Well, you know, he set the rules. We try to abide by them. There are many out there that who have never heard the sacred names. We use them. We've used them for a while. There's still people out there, they've never heard this message before. That's why it sounds so strange to them. They're used to the Greek and the Roman mentality. So, matter of fact, some never even kept the feast days. They will tell you, well, you can't keep the feast right now. Well, why not? We're doing it. Why can't keep the feast? Why can't keep the Sabbath? Why can't worship in his holy name? Why can't I? Yahweh gave us that freedom. Why would Yahweh ask you and give you his name, what is it, 6,823 times, and then lose it? So how are we going to worship him? I mean, does it make sense? If you are sincerely seeking truth and are adamant about your reverence to Yahweh, consider the words spoken. Verify the statement of beliefs for yourself, and always remember that Yahweh will bless your efforts if all is according to his will. We here pray for more laborers, and may Yahweh bless you. Thank you to you all for your attention. Been very gracious.